Well, Rutabe, we know that finding COVID-19 treatment options is something that stumped scientists. And as research continues, drug makers are now setting their sights on a pill that could curb the virus while it's still mild.
There's now a heated race to fill one of the biggest gaps in the fight against COVID-19.
So far, we don't have a great antiviral drug that's available.
Throughout the pandemic, researchers have struggled to find effective, easy-to-use drugs to treat the virus. The best medicines out for early treatment are cumbersome to administer, and the drugs used for hospitalized patients are often not enough for those already severely ill. Pharmaceutical companies are now eyeing pills as a solution, mimicking Tamiflu's use for influenza.
We believe that an antiviral pill, one that actually acts to reduce the virus in the body, is the best option for people who've already been exposed to the virus and gotten sick.
Dr. Wendy Painter is chief medical officer at Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Last year, the company licensed a potential COVID pill from Emory University and did early clinical trials, then sold it to Merck, where it's now in late-stage trials.
This is a capsule that you take twice daily for 5 days. It's easy to distribute. It is easy to take. It doesn't require a cold chain. It doesn't require intravenous administration.
Pfizer, known for developing the first COVID vaccine approved for emergency use, says it's also in final stages of trials. The drug maker says its twice daily treatment could roll out by the end of the year if the FDA gives the green light on emergency use authorization. Trailing behind is Japanese pharmaceutical company Shionogi. It's developing a once-a-day tablet meant to neutralize the virus in patients. Reps there say they're in the early stages of human trials.
Now, earlier this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that if these companies can develop these pills and they work, it'll make him very happy. Rutabe.